Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into this edition of the program. It's going to be a little different because we're sort of shuffling co-hosts a bit. Well, we're shuffling one co-host. Julia is joining us tonight because tomorrow night, where she normally joins us, she will be having to go to her actual job that pays her. So,
unlike this one.
Yeah. So she's here tonight. And our number is 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Diving right into the phone calls. And let's start with Rob in Georgia on the amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, when Eric from Michigan called in and he was talking about working within the system and stuff, one of the things he touched on was private communities such as Ave Maria. And then later on, I think when Nick was guest hosting, whoever does the real estate, someone else called in and touched on restrictive covenants. And Eric was talking about what if the whole world was privately owned by these places that had various restrictions. And I think that that is actually something which is rather important to talk about when we start talking about a world without government.
Right. And just to recap what he was saying, we were talking about how government has this dominion over this land and demands payment and that sort of thing. And he said, well, you know, what if you had your little free market world and every single inch of land was, in essence, what like Ave Maria is, this Catholic town down in Florida. It's completely privately owned. You have to consent in order to live there. He said, well, what if every area was owned like that? Wouldn't that essentially be the same situation? Was what he said, I think.
Yeah, that's the gist I definitely got from it. And actually, one of the things which you said with the second caller, when Nick was co-hosting, was you know if the property was covered by these covenants, you know you just have to be aware of that ahead of time. Now. This is actually a thing which is kind of confusing to people, and it was actually very confusing to me until very recently, until someone actually explained it to me.
Okay.
You cannot... See, the thing is, when you're going and you're doing a contract with someone, the parties involved in the contract are the people. So if you go and buy something from Ave Maria, you're buying it from the owner, your agreement is with that person. A property, a piece of land, cannot be bound by a contract. It is not an entity which can make a contract.
Okay.
People make contracts. So property really, so it's really a mistake to think of the property as being restricted. No, it is two people who are agreeing upon restrictions which they are voluntarily placing upon the property. And that's actually a very important distinction to make because one of the things which ends up being so troublesome, and one of the things which always happens with government, is that essentially, even if you were to try to accept the legitimacy of government, what you're essentially accepting is that there is some sort of a contract between dead people and living people, because you're assuming that the land is what's under contract rather than it's being a meeting of the mind.
Gotcha.
So that's a very important thing to distinguish because, see, one of the things that will happen is in a place even like Ave Maria that you're making an agreement with whoever owns that property now that you're going to handle it in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
But when a party in a contract dies, there's nothing – I mean, who can be harmed by the changing of the contract rules because the original people who made the contract are no longer around.
Now, in the case of an Ave Maria, it's probably going to be a board of people, so it's not going to be
one person. I'm sure there will be. So that's one of the reasons why when we were talking about Ave Maria a while back, one of the points I made is that a person who buys that sort of property has to realize they are not in the strictest sense a private property owner. They are buying into a communal system.
Mm.
So they are going into a shared ownership sort of scenario. And that is something which is very important to understand. Now, one of the things which I believe does need a bit more development of thought among libertarians is what of a situation in which one buys a piece of property which is covered by some sort of a restrictive covenant, and you have this sort of homeowners association type thing, are you subject to rules which they then make? Because a lot of these contracts say that sort of thing.
Right, now, they're open-ended. They're open-ended where the rules can be changed at any time, and you just have to be notified of it, and if you don't like it, well, too bad.
Yeah, and my own opinion right now, at least, is that those sorts of contracts are actually invalid according to libertarian theory. I don't believe that sort of thing, because in that sort of situation, if that sort of a contract is valid, then absolutely you could have essentially the same effect as government over time. I mean, over the course of multiple generations, the entire world would essentially have a government, and it would have some sort of cloak of libertarian legitimacy. And I think that all of those things, and I don't think that sort of a contract is valid any more than a contract to sell yourself into slavery is valid, although there is one prominent libertarian who does believe that sort of contract is valid.
I believe that's valid. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Walter Block believes you. No, because you can't sell yourself. No, selling yourself into slavery means that essentially if in the future you decide that you no longer wish to work, that person can force you to work. It's not the same thing as agreeing to work for them. So one of the reasons why Murray Rothbard said that to be an invalid contract is because even though property is alienable, the will, a human will, is not alienable. So that you can't sell your intentions.
I like the idea of selling your servitude because. In a case where, what was the situation we were talking about this in? It was a debt case. Like, for instance, if you've got somebody who's just so awful at paying back their debts or whatever, and they've ruined their credit score, they've ruined their reputation, and they want to turn around their life, they could go theoretically into a bank or lending institution and essentially throw themselves upon the mercy of the bank and say, look, you know, I'm willing to put my life and my freedom on the line here if you'll just give me this one loan, essentially putting his liberty on the line, on signing away his liberty if indeed he defaults on the loan, at which case then the bank would have the right to repossess him as an asset and essentially put him into a work camp if he doesn't actually pay off the debt as he promised. It would seem that sort of a promise, that sort of an agreement could give someone in that position something to work with, some sort of leverage, and that would seem to be valid. Obviously, if they were being coerced into signing an agreement like that, then that would be a problem. But if someone was entering into a involuntary servitude agreement, like, although I guess it would be voluntary servitude.
Exactly. That's the thing. All of these sorts of agreements are voluntary servitude, even if you're talking about things where you're doing it over a term. But it would be, put it this way. Okay, let's say that a slavery contract is literally permissible, so that you can sell yourself into slavery for someone for whatever terms, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You're selling yourself into slavery. Okay. Now, you are their slave. You're obligated to essentially be an extension of their will. Because we're not talking about someone who's agreeing to do a particular task. We're talking about a slave. So you are essentially an extension of their will. Now, if that person was to then order you to go out and murder someone, and you did it, who is at fault for the murder if you are literally their slave?
I would say that, I don't know literally, but both of you would be responsible for the murder.
Both of you would be responsible.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Because, like you said, your will can't be inalienable, but...
I would guess that if indeed we were in this sort of a situation where people could sell themselves in that way, I presume that those contracts would have provisions to say, well, the things that I will do as your slave will only be restricted to, basic manual labor or whatever it would take to actually generate the income necessary to pay back the original loan. I mean, do you agree that that would be valid, at least,
those sorts of contracts, I think, would be valid, but they have to be somewhat limited in scope.
All right, that's fair enough. Thank you, Rob. As always, fascinating conversation. 800-259-9231. I really love having Rob on the phone, because it's a great way to really delve into the nuggety details.
He's safer talking about slavery than we are, too.
Oh, that's true. more on the way, the nuggety details of the free market system. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Tickle CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Wiki is there. Over 1,400 pages. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, the Wiki. Head over there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course, and you can get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
Now, normally for the SACL CAI ad, we read one of their live reads, but I got an email today about SACL that I'd like to read instead, and it's short.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Shane. Just want to let you know that one of your main advertisers, SACL CAI, I asked Jason to try to get me some money back from a couple of old customers of mine. I run a small business and figured it'd be worth his it would not be worth his time to deal with small amounts of money, but he said he would do it since I heard about his company on Free Talk Live.
Wow.
I thought that it was really stand up of him. I know that you know that they're good guys and they took you to Vegas and everything, but I thought that I would relay my positive experience with them to you. So that's SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
You got collections that need to be done. They will do it for you. Once again, that's right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI. We love those guys. All right, 800-259-9231. Finally, good to have. I think that may be our first. Like customer testimonial here for SACL.
No, I've had a couple of them.
I'm sure they have their own testimonials, but as far as our listeners.
No, I've had a couple customers deal with them, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, they've all had good experiences. It just hasn't been a short little email like that that I could read on air. And I hadn't even considered doing it up to this point.
Now, one organization, one agency that does not pride itself on customer service is your local police department. And they just aren't interested.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to them if they give you good service.
Some police departments probably give better service than others.
I'm sure, but it doesn't really matter to them in the long run whether or not it's good or not.
They're not incentivized in the same way that a business is incentivized to give customer service.
Right.
If
you get bad customer service from the police department, there's nothing you can really do about it. You can file a complaint at some departments. Some won't even allow you to file a complaint. And that doesn't ever go anywhere. It's just a piece of paper. They put it in a file, and they claim they'll investigate it. So really, there's almost no recourse for someone who is very upset at a police department in order to have something made good, in order to even get an apology. You can't even get these cops, in many cases, to apologize when they pull you over on the side of the road, rummage through all your belongings, tossing stuff out of the car, and then you have to put it all back together again because, again, they're just unapologetic. Many of them, they just don't care. They enjoy wielding the power that they have over people. And now we go to Missouri, where there's a perfect example of this going on. St. Louis. According to thenewspaper.com, a young St. Louis, Missouri motorist faces trouble with local police upset at the national attention his September 7th video of an out-of-control officer has drawn to ongoing problems within area law enforcement agencies. On Sunday, Brett Darrow filmed a St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department cruiser staking out his home. Though I would say a much more appropriate term would be stalking. Because apparently if you're a police officer, it's not stalking, it's staking out and part of the job. But if you're anybody else sitting in your car creepily staring at someone as they walk around and do their business, you know, that might be considered stalking. Maybe I'm going out on a limb with that term.
I think you're a little ways out on a limb.
But nonetheless, the police were monitoring him. And in case you don't recall, we covered this story last month. And what happened was Brett, who has had an incident with the police before, and the incident he had before prompted him to install a video camera in his vehicle. And so he had a new incident last month where he pulled into a parking lot, like a commuter lot of some sort. I forget what his intention was when he pulled in
there. I don't know, but he wasn't there very long. He parked in the commuter lot. He was there maybe 10 seconds before a cop came up.
Cop was also in the lot, and the cop came up, put his lights on, and came out, and Brett's a nice enough guy from what I can tell. He's courteous with the police. He's not rude to them. And the cop comes up and just flies off the handle. Just starts threatening him. It's a 13-minute long video.
Well,
we couldn't play it.
The young man, Brett, sort of asked the cop, "What are you stopping me for?"
Mm-hmm.
And the cop didn't like the sound of his voice. It didn't feel that it was,
How dare you ask me a question?
Right.
You know?
I don't know, I can see that in some cases it's really not a good idea to talk back to a police officer.
And he was by himself, too, so big kudos to him for having the, I guess, cojones to actually engage the cop in this way. So the cop just flies off the handle and threatens him. He says, "I could charge you with up to 9 things right here." The cop was basically saying he could make up to 9 different charges that he could just slap on Brett.
you know, the old standbys, like disorderly conduct and disobeying an officer and just the crap they can just make up whether or not you're actually doing those things. And so that was one of the things. It was probably the most revealing thing in the video is that the cop absolutely revealed that, yes, there are these charges that cops have in their repertoire to just slap against people they don't like. And that was one of the things. And there's 13 more minutes of this cop just yelling and just being rude and obnoxious and completely not serving and protecting.
So if somebody didn't believe you, what you're saying right now, what can they search for on YouTube to find it?
You might want to look for Brett Darrow. At the very least, search Google for Brett Darrow, D-A-R-R-O-W.
Okay.
That would be the way to get that video to come up. But it just goes on for 13 minutes, and we couldn't air it on the air because there's this clicking from his radar detector that's constant throughout the video, and it's kind of annoying. But nonetheless, just an amazing video. He posted it online, and so everybody in the world could see it, and this apparently upset some police officers. Darrow told the newspaper it was the first time I'd seen it, but my neighbor said he's seen a lot of police down our dead-end street since all of this happened. When Darrow walked outside to his Nissan Maxima...
So now we're working on some hearsay. It's not coming from the from Darrow. It's coming from a neighbor.
Well, the neighbor said that they had seen neighbor. Other instances. Darrow saw it firsthand this time. He walked out to his car. He said he noticed two officers sitting in a marked squad car, number 65, and there's little question as to why the officers were there. He explained, as I got into the car, he started to pull up the street, and he and his partner just stared me down. The patrol car drove away as Darrow started his car and followed. Because his camera had been set to capture nighttime footage, the first 45 seconds of the video is obscured. It does, however, capture the police car making questionable turning maneuvers in order to get away. So what happens is he adjusts the camera so you can actually see as he's driving after these cops. And because they're the cops, they can break the law without any sort of
impunity.
Consequence.
Right.
So what they do is they turn right onto a street, and as soon as they turned right, they swang a U-turn over like four lanes of traffic, and swung. They swung a U-turn.
Heads, I don't know.
Swang is not a past tense.
Swang.
Anyway, they pulled the U-turn, and it was an illegal U-turn. It was right over, you know, the solid lines, right over four lanes of traffic. Obviously, if Brett were to do the same thing, they could have pulled him over for it. So he had to keep driving. But what were they trying to get away from? They knew that they were being followed, and they knew they were cops, so they could abuse their authority in order to get away. And so apparently it's okay for them to stake us out, but if you return the favor, then they can break the law in order to get away from you. There's a little bit more here about what these cops were up to, not just the ones that were sitting out in front of his house, but others in the St. Louis area. Apparently they got online and had a few words to say about Mr. Darrow. We'll share that with you on the way. You can take control of the airways, 800-259-9231.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list. You can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
I'm sure Brett Darrow in St. Louis, Missouri, wishes he had a little bit more liberty. Well, he's free to move around in St. Louis, but not without the police stalking him. We're talking about a young man who has had an incident with the police in the past. I believe it was at a DUI checkpoint. And he just didn't like the way the police were behaving. You know how they are.
Show us your papers.
Well, not every cop's
like that. You've been
drinking
tonight. Where does your grandmother live? You know,
but enough of them are that it's a real pain in the butt.
Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? This sort of authoritarian demeanor.
You got a problem?
Right. This authoritarian demeanor. And so he installed a video camera in his car and had another incident with the cops.
Surprise.
This one was with a cop who flew off the handle, started making all kinds of threats. And by the way, the cop, I believe, was actually fired. This is very unusual. I mean, this should give you an idea of how off the handle this guy was, of how out of control this cop was. The police department actually fired this guy. How often does that happen? It doesn't happen. It hardly ever happens. Except in the most extreme of cases. This cop was so out of control, he noticed the video camera and continued on his tirade.
He did.
So
I saw it.
So they actually fired this cop. You'd think, okay, great. You know, the police department responding to a consumer complaint. He had the video. He had him dead to rights. They fired the cop, which should have been all over. But no. Remember, this is the thin blue line we're talking about, the brotherhood of police. If you don't know this,
go and talk to a friend or a family member who is a cop and ask them about the thin blue line. Ask them about the brotherhood. Ask them about, you know, how they've got this essentially closed club for cops. And they protect one another. If they get in trouble, they close ranks and they stand behind their compatriot, whether or not they actually did what the accusation was. The cops are very good about protecting each other. Unfortunately, that's not good for us because our liberties suffer as a result, and it just helps them increase and hold on to their power. So the case of Brett Darrow, he started getting stalked by local police officers. Neighbors told him that ever since this incident with a cop that got fired, there were police down the street from him watching his house. And one day he left his house and saw the cops himself. At that point, the cops drove, they turned on their engine, they started driving. Actually, you know, the cops probably already had the engine on because it's not their money that they're spending in the gas tank.
Your air conditioner works better that way.
Right. So they started driving and glared at him as he was getting into his car. Brett then got in his car and followed the police. The police took some illegal evasive actions, like pulling a U-turn across four lanes of traffic in order to get away from Brett.
Swang a U-turn.
Yeah, they swang it. and so at that point, the story continues, because that's not where it's over. He noticed them stalking him physically, but also, according to thenewspaper.com, members of the police community are now on record regarding their desire to stake out Darrow's home and harass the 20-year-old. In late June, users of St. Louis Cop Talk, an unofficial forum for St. Louis area law enforcement, posted Darrow's home address, along with messages containing apparent death threats, in retaliation for the young motorist's taping of a DUI roadblock in November and a traffic ticket back in June. One Cop Talk user repeating the address wrote, "Every copper, city, and county should etch this little punk's name in their memory. Brett Darrow, address deleted, City of St. Louis." And then they actually have a capture of the post, in case you didn't believe them, from this this cop message forum. This month, however, scandals within the St. Louis Police Department, which otherwise would have been a local story, gathered national attention and fueled additional resentment. Some $40,000 in cash turned up missing from the police evidence room on September 17th. The city of St. George was forced to fire the sergeant for his threat to come up with reasons to lock up Mr. Darrow. An investigation into whether the sergeant's actions merit criminal charges is underway, and Darrow met on Monday with the police department with a police department detective. He says, "I quickly learned this was about finding something I did wrong and not the officer." Despite the official harassment, Darrow has... So it's not like they're trying to help this guy.
Mm.
They're just trying to save face in the public by firing this detective. So now they're trying to... They're still continuing to harass him in a very different, various different ways. Darrow has been confronted... comforted. He's been comforted by an unexpected level of support from the general public. Imagine that. You think the general public might be fed up with this crap, too?
Things must be out of control at that police department for the general public to care. I mean, they just generally don't.
Motorists
kind of things
who recognized him from various television interviews have stopped to thank him or give him the thumbs up. A judge also dropped charges from the June traffic stop after a St. Louis police officer failed to show up at a trial where Darrow had been prepared to defend himself with the video evidence. So, just another amazing story. And thank goodness for the internet. You know, this guy was able to out this awful cop, and the internet allowed us to find these other awful cops that are out there just tapping away at their keyboards. These threats. You know, you better keep an eye on this guy. Here's his address, and even
this wasn't even a threat. This was a conspiracy.
Alleged death threats.
If you think that this is a one-time thing, go look at cop message boards online. They are filled with this stuff. It's scary to look at.
When you say filled with this stuff?
Well, I mean, all kinds of... anytime a story comes out that's against the police, even if it's a video evidence of the cops like tasering somebody to death or something awful...
Yes, doing something blatantly wrong.
Yeah, just blatantly wrong. They come out in like a gang and defend their actions.
Right, it's not even if it's the same department.
Doesn't matter.
It could be a department halfway across the country and...
They make up all kinds of excuses about how the person was probably scum and the police are just doing their job, and it's scary to read.
The attitude
right,
of these police officers. It's not an attitude of to protect and serve.
No.
If you go to these, cop message forums, and there, many of them are open to the public, though they do have these private areas where only police officers can get in.
This is only some of the posts. Not all the posts are in this, this vein.
It's the vast majority of them.
Yeah.
The vast majority
take their power. Their power goes to their head.
There is the occasional cop that's sort of a libertarian mindset who will sort of go at these guys simply because no one else is bothering. But it's a super majority.
They probably
majority
have
of cops.
Stopped doing going after them simply because it's a waste of time.
It is a waste of time, and they don't allow dissenters, people who disagree.
No, if you come in there and ask questions, or
they will ban you.
Yeah, they don't like people questioning their power. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to Craig and Loma Linda, listening on KCAA. Hello, Craig.
Hey, you guys. Hi.
Hey. What's going on?
Hey, I saw that. I saw that video with Brett Darrow on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, do you know how he set those cameras up? Like, where were they, and what kind were they? Because I think we all need to install those.
Yes, I agree.
They, as a matter of fact, you can go to gadgetuniverse.com, and they have one there.
Really?
A car
camera?
Yes, for your dashboard.
This is actually sitting behind him. It's
right.
Not on
this one appeared to be on the a bench seat or something, right in the middle.
It looks like it's elevated somewhat. I'm looking at
he claimed that he had several. Was that bluffing, or did he actually have like three in there?
I don't know. I believe him, though I've only ever seen one angle. I've actually looked for, I haven't done hours looking into this, but I've briefly searched for his name to try to find a contact email address for him to maybe get him on the show, because that's a question I have for him as well. You know, is this something that the average person can set up? Does it require some level of computing knowledge, that sort of thing?
Well, the short answer is no, it doesn't require anything. GadgetUniverse.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to check that out, because I think that's just as important as getting anything else in your car at this point in history.
It absolutely is. I mean, this is something that can keep you safe. It can help safeguard your liberties, and maybe help the cops behave a little bit better, because in most cases, the cops will change their behavior when there's a video camera around. That's what was so unusual about Brett's most recent video, is the cop didn't bother changing his behavior. He just kept on like a madman. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Mark, you should go after those guys for a sponsorship.
Are they paying
us for that stuff?
They are not.
All right. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, go to that website and then go to amazon.freetalklive.com and search for the same item and buy it through us. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You heard me mention Amazon a few moments ago. You know our website's for free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. And our site, we, I think, have more for free than those other shows have in their pay sections. So enjoy all of that. It's all on us. Now, if you like the show, we want you to support us by going and shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you start your shopping experience there, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter if it's whatever category you're shopping in. There's 41 of them to shop in, everything from their huge selection of books to a grocery store now at Amazon. There's used items as well. We get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Once again, that's 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. And let's talk to Carvel, listening in Texas on KTAE. Hello, Carvel. Carvel, going once. Carvel, going twice, listening in Texas. All right, we'll put Carvel on hold and now try Kevin in Texas. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, hey, Ian, Mark, and Julia.
Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind?
I thought for a second y'all got my name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you thought I was Carvel for a second.
Here
anyway,
you are. What's up, dude?
When I was listening to y'all talk about the cops and stuff, and I wanted to tell y'all, I'm only 18. I live down here in Texas, and I was actually thinking for a good while before listening to your show that I wanted to be a police officer. And listening to this show and research and stuff has definitely helped me change my mind on that.
Well, I can't say that I wouldn't like some good, liberty-minded police officers out there, but
I can't say that either. I've run across two types of cops in my time, and whenever I go out and I do a world's smallest political quiz, political booth, reaching out to people, giving them the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take for yourself at, I believe it's quiz.freetalklive.com. Anyway, I find that the police that are willing to take the quiz will fall into two categories. They're either authoritarian statists or they're libertarians. It's amazing. I don't think I've ever encountered a conservative or liberal cop out there. They're just either one side of the freedom coin or the other side. So, why did you choose to not pursue that particular path?
Well, really, one thing that helped is tomorrow I have to go to the courthouse out here and I have to pay a $600 ticket that I received from. I'm a security officer at a chemical plant. Mm-hmm. I got pulled over for no insurance, no registration, and was stuck with a $600 ticket. And the same cop that stuck me with the ticket said, you know what? you being a security officer, you should go down to the police department and you should join the force. And I'm thinking, these people are going to take my liberties, making me pay for registration insurance, just like the woman, y'all's friend, that got arrested. Her name escapes me.
Lauren Canario, yeah.
Yes, sir, that's her. That's her. Just all that y'all are talking about, and it's just, I don't want to be part of that. I've actually, me and another friend of mine have been considering the Free State Project as well.
That's a fine idea.
Well, taking it from another libertarian standpoint, the government owns the roads, and, you know, whatever rules they make on their roads, I don't have the biggest problem in the world with, you know, following. There's a lot worse, egregious, things that the government does besides making you register your car. Now, I think it's wrong that you need a new colored sticker every year on your license plate, when your license plate really should just be there to identify the car in the case of a bank robbery or something like that. I don't know why I need a new sticker every year to bring my number up to date. But, you know, not every libertarian is wholeheartedly against car registration.
True, but I think a $600 fine is a little bit much.
Seems
especially
excessive.
Have
you, as a security officer, as someone who's working in the private security world, have you ever felt looked down upon by the police?
Oh yes, I work for let's just say a major oil company, and I'm simply the gate clerk. But from these bigwig oil company people I see going in here, and especially government officials, which I have to treat with the utmost respect, you know, and we're prepped for, especially when government officials come through the plants. So, yes, I definitely feel looked down upon. I thought it was maybe because of my age, but I think that just this whole hierarchy that they have, especially in the oil corporations, is a little, it's very obvious.
I think that's unfortunate, because while it may be true that the average security job isn't the most exciting in that there's very little that happens, I think it's a good thing that there's very little that happens, because you guys are providing an important role. I mean, you guys are there 24 hours a day watching a gate or watching a neighborhood or whatever it is that the job is, watching a mall, and you guys are responsible. You're on the scene at all times, and you're actually responsible for keeping things safe and secure, whereas the police, they don't have any responsibility. If they screw up, if they don't, you know, if they botch an investigation, if they don't show up on time, nothing can really happen to them. Whereas private security, they're accountable.
Yeah.
So anyway,
well, sorry. I really appreciate you guys letting me talk on the show. I've been listening for about 2 months now, like I said.
Great.
And I listen to it at work all day. I work 12-hour shifts. I'll download 3 of y'all shows and listen to them. And I love the Megadeth that you play, Ian. I love whenever Julia comes on. I just checked out the Shrine of Female Listeners, so I'm definitely going to be an AMP member in probably the next couple of weeks. So you'll get an email from me, all right?
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And, you know, I think that the Free State Project idea really probably slowly grows on people, don't you think?
It slowly grew on me.
It's going to take some convincing to pick up and move for liberty.
Yeah.
You know? I have to be sure this is going to happen.
Luckily,
that's how I would feel.
Luckily, the government is doing part of the convincing for us.
Yeah.
As the government continues to become more intrusive, for instance, you know, he just got that $600 ticket. There's going to be a straw that breaks everybody's back. And, you know, the question is, how long will it take for the government to keep piling on those straws on each individual's life? Let's continue with the phone calls. I believe Carvel is back on the line. We're going to try him one more time. Carvel, listening on KTAE. Hello.
All right on. Good evening. First-time caller, first-time listener, picking you somewhere else out of Texas.
Thank you, Carvel.
I'd like to say that you know, any of us who have been personally infringed upon by a violator, I don't know if we're judging the authoritativeness of that policeman when he shows up at our door. We're all glad to see him. There's no doubt there's those guys out there. I'd like to hope that it's a small percentage we're talking about. In saying that, I've got a dear friend in Dallas, Texas, 15 years on the L.A. police force, and we have sat at his kitchen table many nights talking about the lack of blue line. You refer to a thin blue line. That line can be totally dissolved to suit whatever the instance may be at the time to protect their goodwill, the cops' goodwill, He's told me some absolutely incredible stories.
Can you relay one of them here to give me a better idea of what you're referring to?
The traffic stop in L.A., the guy, and this is years ago, of course, the guy jumps out of the car. They go on a foot pursuit. The guy jumps a fence, and the gun is one of the policemen's gun is discharged, and the guy that was just running, who was just stopped for a traffic violation, probably had a warrant or whatever. Why else would he be running? Mm-hmm. But he was killed. And
ooh.
And I looked at the article. You know, he still carries the newspaper article. And you know, without saying that that's how it happened, you know, we both look at each other knowing that, you know, there's other things involved. So, you know, I mean, that's an extreme case, but obviously what he has told me many, many nights is, you know, they virtually can do, you know, but this guy's in
South. Hold on a second. Let me see if I'm, let me try on the same page with you. You're saying this guy was running from the cops on a traffic stop and a cop executed this man? That's what you're saying?
I'm not, that's not what the newspaper article said. You know, the newspaper article is 20 years old, you know. But,
right.
You know,
and he discharged
what they maintain is the gun discharged as the guys jump in the fence. You know, whether that happens during the struggle or they're in the back alley.
I'll tell you, he's got good aim with his hip if he's able to kill a man with a holstered gun.
The point being is you know, the blue line is at their disposal. I'd still like to hope that, and I've had a few traffic stops. Only one I can remember I didn't enjoy. But for the most part, you know, I'd like to hope that it, you know, 80% of these guys are.
I'd agree with you entirely. You know, most of the police that I've dealt with, almost every single time I've dealt with police officers, they've conducted themselves professionally. They've been, good folks. I have, however, dealt with police officers that have been, you know, they've just been trying to escalate the situation. They were being real jerks, and there's absolutely nothing the average citizen can do about it.
Right, that's the problem. While there are
our superiors.
Right, while there are some good cops out there, the good cops can't really do anything about all the bad cops out there, especially because the corruption rises through the ranks, and we've talked to lots of good cops who've quit the business because they were sick and tired of dealing with corrupt administrators. It's really just, it's sick. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Hour two is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.